is Oral Stimulation on Wednesday nights. You are, of course, listening to us on Extreme XM 165 in collaboration with SkidRowStudios.com. I am Melissa. I am, of course, joined by my amazing co-host, Alex. How's it going tonight, Alex?
Good, good. How you doing tonight, Melissa? Loving the purple on you tonight.
Thank you. I don't even know what the word for it is. I am restless.
Restless. It's been
the longest week ever. For those of the people who are following us on Facebook, you know that I made the horrible, crazy, rash decision to give up chocolate.
Just chocolate or?
Well, it started out as just chocolate and it's turned into all candy.
So anything sweet? Could you eat like brownies or cookies or anything?
No, nothing. It hurts so bad.
What about like soda? Well, you don't really drink soda.
I don't drink pop. That's what we call it in the Midwest.
Pop?
Yeah.
Cola?
Mm-hmm.
I know it is pop.
Hi, Mindy. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good.
Just when I moved here, I quit saying pop. I say soda now.
I say pop to try to retain my Midwesternness. I never go back there, but I hang on to a few things.
Yeah.
Do you want to go back?
No.
Not at all?
No.
To visit?
No, I haven't been back for years.
Really?
You don't miss Omaha?
No.
Nebraska?
Are you kidding me?
No. No, I haven't been back for, I don't know, probably 4 or 5 years, maybe.
Oh, geez.
Wow.
I know everything's all the same.
It is.
Yeah, how was your trip to Iowa?
It was pretty good. Yeah. I love my family. Everything else gets boring.
Isn't that crazy? We were neighbors back there, and now we're neighbors out here.
Yeah, it's so weird.
It's funny the way life works. Like, we were meant to be brought together.
Yeah. And I could never make friends in Omaha, Nebraska. When I'd go there for shows and stuff, like, none of the Omaha kids would talk to me.
Well, you know, it's Iowa.
I know. I was like the enemy.
Were they stuck up and snobby?
I don't know. Maybe a little. I think at Omaha shows, everyone was kind of in the arms crossed, don't talk to anyone you don't know kind of thing.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Is that how it was? Or
so
is
friendly in the Midwest.
Yeah, what happened to that? I thought you were supposed to be. Or is that just in the South?
You know what's funny? When I first moved out here, I would smile at people that I would see walking down the street, and they looked like me, they looked at me like I was such a freak.
For smiling?
Yeah, because you don't do that in L.A.
Yeah, everyone
head down, keep to yourself.
Growl. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I always was taught to smile because it always makes people wonder, like, what you're smiling about.
Okay, so it makes you seem crazy. Is that what you're saying?
No, I mean, I think, you know, a smile is, like, usually a gateway to conversation. Like, you know, why are you smiling?
A gateway to conversation?
A gateway, like an opening.
I was like, you know, tell me more.
Yeah, tell me more about that. No, usually if like someone's smiling, it's like, you know, they're in a good mood. I think people are generally attracted to people that are like happy or like they got that glow to them. It's contagious. You know what I mean?
Maybe that's the secret. But you know what? I'm trying this year to not catch things. So
catch things.
Yeah. Like I don't want anything contagious.
What would be contagious?
Oh, you know, things people try to give you.
Okay.
Just for the record, got the test results back. It's clean. So,
okay.
One more time. I'm going to leave that in 2012.
Stay clean for 2013. How about that?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that.
That'll be your motto.
See, I'm feeling so just antsy, restless, no chocolate, no dick.
No penis as well.
Uh-uh.
When was the last time you had penis?
Last Wednesday? Yeah, it would have been, yeah, Wednesday morning.
What's worse, having penis withdrawals or the chocolate, candy, sugar withdrawals?
Well, both at the same time is pretty horrible. But see, I've been working out a lot, and I think that may be to compensate for the lack of activity in the bedroom.
Okay, so that's one way to let out your frustration, I guess?
No, it just makes my legs hurt, and then I just want chocolate more.
So, how does that work out then?
It's just misery.
It's misery. It's even worse.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, do you find a way like to pleasure yourself then, since you don't have the
penis available? Haven't even been, because I want to save it all up and make it just like explosive, amazing when he gets back.
So explosive and amazing?
Uh-huh.
And that'll make it all better?
Yeah.
So
I'm going to eat.
Would you totally like rape him?
No. I'm going to eat chocolate cake while he's banging me.
What?
Yes.
Is
right?
Is he going to feed it to you?
Oh, yeah. And sing to me. It's going to be like the ultimate fantasy in Vegas.
So this is something that you're planning, or is he aware of this, or are you just going to surprise him?
Not yet. I'm going to spring it on him.
Like, hey, I baked a cake, mm-hmm. honey, or sugar, or whatever you call them.
we're going to Vegas next month.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just going to turn that hotel room into a party.
Just with cake?
No, of course not. There's going to be Nutella, whips, chains, everything.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding. But I have been looking at this website. Okay. I sent it to you, didn't I?
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Alex.
Dude, I'm busy, girl.
Alex, you can't be too busy for this. Austin saw it.
What is it?
See his smile? It's good. It's these chastity restraints for guys.
I don't think I'll be too comfortable with that.
Oh, dude, there's a nail that goes in the tip of your junk and it's strapped onto your balls. And then there's a ball that goes in your butt.
That just doesn't seem too pleasurable. So you would get off on that?
No.
Then
of course not.
What guy in the right mind would actually go through that process?
Oh, read the reviews.
And guys say it's pleasurable?
Yeah. Actually, if you have something that you find pleasurable and you want to call in and talk to us about it, our number here, 1-800-893-9562. Anything you like, be it cock rings or fruitcake, whatever, call in. Tell us what you have going on tonight.
Somebody tease Melissa with some more candy.
Oh, don't tease me. I'm being teased on Facebook. They're talking about cookies and chocolate.
Well, it's kind of like the season. Like, a lot of people bake.
I know. But see, that's why. If I can make it through this, all I have to get through is those little sugar shell chocolates for Easter, and I'm good for the rest of the year.
Wait, so how long are you planning on doing this, actually?
Just till Vegas. But I get so addicted to it. Like, that's all I think about, getting a chocolate fix, and that's that's not good.
It's never worth it, is it?
It's always worth it, of course.
No, I mean, like, you know, you do so good and all of a sudden you'll cheat or have you?
No.
Or just to like have one little bite?
I'm not a cheater.
Would you smell it? Would you lick it?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Okay.
No, once I stick to it, I can stick to it. I mean, I've been a vegetarian for how long? And I used to love corned beef.
Corned beef?
Mm-hmm.
And then now you don't?
Mm-mm. I don't even touch it. I don't even have the desire.
At all?
No. So I think I can get rid of chocolate, at least for a while.
But chocolate is something that's, you've kind of...
It's my lifeblood.
Yeah. But are you more of like the dark chocolate? Do you like the semi-sweet?
Milk chocolate.
Milk chocolate.
As sweet as possible.
You don't like white chocolate, huh?
White chocolate isn't even chocolate.
What is it? Tell me.
It's sugar. Sugar and milk.
That's all it is?
Yeah.
So then what's the regular chocolate made out of? Since you're the pro.
Milk and cocoa.
I'm trying to tease you even more.
It's hard enough to look at you.
To look at me and what?
With your pretty brown chocolate colored skin.
What? I'm going to throw my hood on so you can't see me.
Brown guys and chocolate. That's my weakness.
Well, you have something to look forward to in January.
Yeah. It's so far away. It hasn't even been a week yet.
A week since what? You've had penis?
Since he left and I gave up chocolate.
Wait, so you gave up chocolate and penis at the same time?
Same time.
Well, he took off, so. It's all like, I'm sure if he was here, you would probably have a little bit.
Yeah, I would have a distraction from the chocolate. But no.
I think you can make it through.
You'll
be busy with the holidays anyways. I think it'll go by fast. And next thing you know, you'll be in Vegas with that cake in your mouth.
You're going to be in Vegas before me, huh?
No, actually, I usually go to Vegas, but I haven't had a chance to.
No, but I mean, you're going to be there the week before I am.
I'm going the weekend of the 19th and 20th for MLK that weekend. It's one of my good friends. It's her birthday.
Oh, you're going somewhere else the week before?
I will be in New York for New Year's Eve.
That's right. Are you excited?
Yeah, a little bit.
That's like the ultimate New Year's Eve.
I'm excited to freeze my balls.
Yeah.
It'll be cold as fuck.
Maybe it won't be so bad.
I don't think it'll be as bad as I think. It's been cold here lately, but I'm sure it doesn't compare to like the wind chill back there.
I don't know, because the Midwest is getting dumped on something like 12 inches of snow tonight.
Tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Because of all the rain that we've had recently, it's moving across the country.
And it just...
Maybe you'll get lucky.
I don't know. I think it'll be good. I'm excited. We're excited. I think now that it's getting closer, I just got to pick up a couple thermals, some wool socks, a scarf definitely to keep my face warm and my neck.
Keep your junk warm too.
Oh, yeah.
That's the most important part, right?
Oh, yeah. I'll use my hands to keep them warm.
Okay, perfect. I think that'll be good. So tonight, let's get into it already.
Yeah, let's push it.
We we got, again, okay. We get emails on our Gmail account, oralstim@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. You can also find us at Twitter at oralstim, or my favorite, I'm on it all the time, facebook.com/oralstimulationradio. So after our show last week, we got a question that I'm going to read to you, and that's kind of what kicked off our whole theme for the evening, which is body language.
Okay.
Or pushing it.
Let's... hear it.
Okay, so here is the email that I got, oralstim@gmail.com. It says, "Hey, Melissa and Alex, I love listening to your show so I can get both the woman's and the man's perspective on things." So he's smart already, right? "Although I don't always agree with Alex, he's pretty funny sometimes." He's doing good so far. "I was wondering if you could clear something up for me. Last weekend, I went on a date with a girl and she seemed pretty cool, but the whole date, I couldn't tell if she was interested in me or not. One minute she was laughing at all my jokes, but the next she was telling me about her great guy friends. I kissed her when I dropped her off, and she kissed back, but I haven't heard from her since, and I don't know if it's worth my time to pursue her anyway. Melissa, you talk about touching a guy when you like him, so can you give me some other signs to help me be sure I know what the ladies are trying to say? Thanks, Mike from Westminster." And this is my favorite part. "P.S. I have a hot Vietnamese accent." So... my advice, first of all, is to just forget about this girl and come over here. I want to hear the accent.
Okay. Have him call in.
Yeah.
Mike, call in.
Mike, if you're listening, 800-893-9562. So there's actually a lot that your nonverbal cues tell someone that you're on a date with. And we're going to kind of focus on first date, second date.
Okay. It's actually, you know, it's pretty key because usually on my end, I'm more focused on the communication. Well, I mean, I think communication is always important. I've stressed that before in past shows. It's usually verbally, but non-verbally, actually, like body language is actually key, which is a form of communication. You're right. I mean, it sucks to go in for a kiss and the next thing you know, you're kissing your cheek. You know what I mean?
Does that happen to you? Has that ever happened?
No, actually, it's never happened.
The kiss on a first date is so awkward. I mean, even if I want to kiss a guy, you don't know if it's like, you know, and you don't want to be sarcastic. You want to make it like sweet and memorable.
Well, I think if the time's right, I think that's key. I mean, you kind of don't want to force it or something like that.
Yeah, true. So, all right, I'm going to get into this list of these are the things that your body language says.
Okay.
First of all, it's really, really basic things here. Like, notice on yourself, if you're sitting across from a girl, are you pointing your feet towards her or are you pointing your feet at the hot girl at the bar?
Okay, so pay attention to my feet. Check.
Yeah. I mean, it's even that basic. And actually, it's not even subconscious, but people pay attention to it. Obama got in trouble. In 2009, he had his feet up on the desk when he was talking to some Israeli prime minister. And that picture got out and it was, I don't know, maybe it was on Facebook and it was tagged with the prime minister. But the soles of his shoes were showing in the picture and they took it really, really offensively. So it's little things to make a difference.
Okay, so if I'm on a date, I'm not really having my feet up on the table.
No.
I'm not going to show this.
Don't put your feet on the table, but I mean, just pay attention to it yourself.
Okay.
If it's even a subconscious thing. Okay, the next one is patting during a hug.
Oh, I hate that.
Right? You go to give someone a hug, and if you feel the pat on your back, it's probably not going anywhere.
You know, it's the worst thing is when you get like that hug, and it's more like a tap hug.
Oh, the like
yeah, it's kind of like a little space in between you, and it's kind of like you kind of lean in.
Uh-huh.
But see, I'm a hugger, so I always give like a long embrace. I like to kind of bring him in.
Yeah, I know. You were like on top of me in the car.
Ooh. I know one. If you're on a date, you're sitting next to a lady. If her legs are crossed towards you or away from you, can tell how she's feeling about you.
This actually happened to me recently. I was hanging out with this guy and I liked him and I felt comfortable with him and I thought he was cool, but my legs were crossed away from him. And he brought it up. He was like, oh, you must be nervous around me. You're trying to protect yourself. And I was like, no, my legs just really don't cross the other way.
Yeah. Oh, unique.
Wait, so how does it work out?
Because if your legs are crossed, whichever one's over would be like facing the person.
Oh,
so
really?
Like if you're opened up to them. Also, I know it's like cliche, but whichever direction your pelvic faces, like usually like you'll turn your body towards someone that you like.
Really? So I'm turned towards you, Mindy.
Are you?
Yeah.
I am too.
I'm turned towards both of you. Well, yeah, but your guys' pelvises are turned towards each other right now.
Uh-oh. It's getting hot.
Yeah, mine's thrusting.
Well, I want to be on that side of the table.
So that's important. You know, and one of the things that I've always heard too is like when couples walk together, if they walk in sync, you know, they're like on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
And some people, they like the guy will walk ahead or the girl will walk ahead. But when they walk together and, you know, like the right foot and the left foot and the left foot at the same time, they're actually like, you know, they're as one.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know what? Actually talking at the same pace is good too. You want to try to speak at the same, I don't know, quickness?
Like tone or...
You don't want to like mimic them and make fun of them. But if the date talks really fast, you want to try to match their energy level. You don't want to take the conversation down.
But what if the guy is slow? Like say you're dating like an older guy and you're younger and you have like a lot of energy. I mean, how do you adjust to that? Does the guy adjust to the girl? Does the girl adjust to the guy?
I think you both kind of adjust to each other and meet in the middle. Maybe you slow down the conversation, you lean in, you really pay attention to what they're saying, you ask interesting questions.
Is this, just generally like the first couple dates or like what if you've been dating for a while? How do you adjust then?
Well, this is kind of like first couple dates.
Just to get an idea if there's a kind of a feel, right, or attraction?
Yeah, you should know by, you know, like 2 weeks in if you're going to get married or not.
So 2 weeks, you know if you're going to marry someone.
I think so.
How long have you been dating the guy you've been talking to?
Well, he's out of town, so.
And how long have you been dating him?
I don't know.
So 2 weeks, are you going to marry him?
Maybe.
Well, that's what you said. You should know within 2 weeks.
It's not like I haven't suggested it.
Damn, just like that?
No.
You could already see him,
you
like
know
the
what?
White
no.
picket fence.
That's what I like to do, though. I like to get in, make it really hot, see if it's going to work at that intense level. And then if it's not, get out. And you've only lost maybe 2 months at the most.
But what if that's just temporary? What if it's just hot in the beginning and it just cools down?
No, it doesn't go like that. I'll keep it hot.
Really?
I kept the last relationship hot for 2.5 years. I tried to.
Well, that's you. That's what I'm saying. Like, how do you know, like, after the fact?
Because if they can't even match my enthusiasm at the beginning, then there's no way they're going to be able to keep up.
Really? So you just like the Energizer brother that keeps Energizer bunny that keeps going and going?
Yeah.
All right. Tell that guy to hurry home. Get you some chocolate.
I know. It really, I'm not even kidding. It makes me shake to like not have sugar and chocolate. I've been drinking so much green tea with like half a bottle of agave syrup.
Really? Actually, speaking of shaking, like, what does that mean in body language?
If you're shaking?
Yeah.
If you're nervous?
Is that, like, a key thing or no?
Yeah, it definitely can be. If you're jittery and fidgeting and not paying attention, it either means you have something else to do, your mind is distracted, you want to get out of there, or it can mean that you're just nervous.
What is, do you play with your hair? I see it happen a lot, like when the guys, when they're talking to women, and the girl kind of like, you know, runs her fingers through her hair, like, is that like a big sign? I mean, is that like total flirtatious or?
That's a really good sign.
That's a good sign?
Well, okay, if a girl like pulls her hair over and she's looking at her split ends.
That means I'm bored.
That's a bad sign. Yeah. But if she runs her fingers through her hair and kind of lets it go and twirls it around, runs her finger over her collarbone, you know, they say if you play with your necklace or your neckline or something, if you're playing with it with two hands and you're, you know, freaking out, just let the girl go. But if she's kind of rubbing it back and forth, that's a very good sign.
That means she wants the D, or that means she's interested, or?
It means she's willing to consider the D.
All right.
It doesn't mean drop her on the floor right there.
All right, Michael, I hope you're listening. Hopefully this will help you out in future dates.
Yeah, exactly. Crossing arms is another big one.
Is that good or bad?
That's bad. You want to avoid that. Because if I'm sitting here across from you, and we're having coffee or something, and I'm sitting like this with my arms crossed and my legs crossed and my eyes crossed and my fingers crossed, that's kind of a sign that things are on lockdown.
Yeah, maybe you're just wishing for something. You know, cross your fingers. Have you heard that saying?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, fine. If just your fingers are crossed, either you have a problem or...
Yeah, but what if I'm just cold and I'm trying to keep warm?
That's different. That's different.
I don't know. I'm just trying to throw different scenarios. Okay.
Imagine all these scenarios are in a nice room temperature neutral setting.
Okay. And then you're like kind of like arms crossed. You're like kind of like guarded or like towards your, I mean, protecting yourself. That's what it means. Okay. So if your arms are wide open, does that mean come fuck me?
Yes. You know? It means that, or it means that you're open to what the other person has to say.
Or do.
Or come fuck me.
Okay. Yeah.
Whatever you want. Take it how you want it. See how it goes.
I'll take it.
Okay. The other thing you want to be careful about, you want to be aware of, Mike out there, is invading someone's space.
Yeah, that's actually a good one.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, I know a lot of people that are kind of like germophobes. Like, you know, they're very protective. Like, did you wash your hands? Mm-hmm. Here's some antibacterial gel I got in my back pocket. I got in my purse. And then all of a sudden it's like, that you don't want to invade their circle or be in their
right
area,
exactly
right?
It's like you might be too overzealous and get all up on that person, and even though they were flirting with you and they were inviting you in, if you move in too quickly, they'll push you even farther away than when you started.
Dang, that sucks.
I know, you want to be careful of that.
Well, what's a good judge of character of that? Like, how could you, like, say for guys, like, you know, trying to get with a girl and then like she's kind of like that, like you don't want to invade. Like, what's the gentleman thing to do to ask for permission? Like, hey, is it okay if I kiss you? I mean, would you just actually go in and do it? Like, have you been in a situation like that?
I've been in a situation where the guy has asked me, oh, can I kiss you now? And I went to sarcastic. I was like, if you want to. But I really wanted to kiss him. That's another thing I'm working on. It's not being so sarcastic, being more straightforward.
But is that awkward if a guy asks you, as a woman, would you rather just have a guy just like...
Well, yeah, because you know the story of the guy in Vegas who just dipped me and kissed me. I didn't even know where he came from.
Yeah,
that's and then, so hot. I love when a guy takes control like that, if he's attractive. If he's not attractive, I'm pulling out the whistle, just saying.
And then you're screaming rape.
See, that's hard to judge. So a guy's like, if I'm hot, I'm getting some action with Melissa, but
yeah,
if
but
I'm
you can't
ugly,
be too hot.
I'm raping her.
Yeah.
How do I tell? So he's like looking in the mirror, like judging every thought. Am I good enough for Melissa?
Maybe like 7 to 9. That's like
we're
a good
inches?
Range. No. Like looks. Because if you're a 10.
For being able to kiss Melissa without prior warning.
Yeah.
Actually, that brings up a good question. How do you actually judge like a 10? What's it based on? Strictly looks?
Wow.
I mean, are you talking personality-wise?
You know what? Someone asked me the other day.
What's that?
They said, You know, what if hypothetically we dated, we fell in love, everything was good, but then I died and I came back as a white guy?
So then what would you do?
I was kind of stuck for a minute there because I'm just not really attracted to white guys. It's all Asian guys for me. So I don't know.
you'd be over them.
I don't know. I'm still thinking on it.
Tell them to go spray tan or something.
Go spray tan?
Yeah, I don't know. Just get some kind of pigmentation on them.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, and a serious question though. Like, I mean, what actually makes up a 10? I mean, because you talked from 7 to 9. Like, what would you base it on if you talked to like a guy like that?
I know, like, subconsciously, symmetry is big. Like, if someone has like an eye that's like droopier than the other, or like one nostril is a little bigger. Or,
you know what? You know? Have you seen on the promo pic for oral stimulation? My one eye is kind of closed a little bit. That's really all I can focus on. I hate that picture.
I'll have to go stare at it and find out what you're talking about.
Go stare at it. Just so you guys know, you're listening to Extreme XM 165 in collaboration with Skid Row Studios.com. And this is, of course, Oral Stimulation with Melissa and Alex. So what does make up a 10? Definitely Asian. Usually bald.
Bald Asian dude for you, huh?
Uh-huh.
And so at that point, are they working their way up from like a 5 to 6 to 7?
I don't know. I want to be deep and say it's personality.
See, we're opposite. I don't like bald heads or shaved heads.
Because you like white guys, huh?
I don't know if I have like a color that I'm more attracted to. My boyfriend's Mexican.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But before I met a white boyfriend, and I've had crushes on the whole assortment of the human rainbow. So
taste the rainbow.
Uh-huh. I have a really big crush on a Japanese bass player from the band Boris.
Watch out. What?
But he has long hair.
Like and Steve Aoki hair?
I don't know. Yeah, it is.
That's a really good question. What makes up a 10? I don't know. This guy that I'm with, he's got a good combination of looks and personality, so he's definitely up there.
So what would you rate him up there?
Oh, you're mean. I don't know, maybe like a 9.5. Let's see how it goes from here.
Yeah, next week next week he might be like a 6.5.
Yeah, it can definitely change too. Based on personality.
I mean, well, attitude. I mean, how would that help decipher?
Well, like, it makes a big difference because you might see a girl across the room and think she's beautiful, and then you get up there and talk to her and she's a huge bitch and you're like, oh, you weren't that cute anyway.
And all of a sudden she goes from like a 9, like a good from far, but far from good type
thing. Yeah, exactly. Actually, we're going to go to break. When we get back from the break, I'm going to tell you what is my biggest pet peeve.
Okay.
When I'm dating someone, this is like almost a deal breaker. And then I'm going to let you know what I plan to do to this guy when he gets back in town.
All right.
Okay. We'll be back.
You are listening to Skid Row Studios. You're listening to Skid Row Studios.
I'm not doing it with you.
Please do it with me.
Fuck that.
Can you please have sex with me?
At Skid Row Studios?
At Skid Row Studios.
Maybe. Okay.
You're listening to SkidRowStudios.com. This is Keith Coogan. Tune into The Call Sheet Saturday nights, 8 to 9 p.m., and I promise to sound like I'm always on Quaaludes.
Tune in to Oral Stimulation, Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Pacific. SkidRowStudios.com.
One, we're having some fun in the bedroom all day and all of the night.
right, guys, we are back on Extreme XM 165 in collaboration with SkidRowStudios.com. Of course, you're listening to Oral Stimulation with Melissa and my beloved co-host, Alex.
You're too kind.
So here it is. I promised I would tell you what is my number one biggest pet peeve when I'm dating someone.
What's that?
Oh, this just, it makes my blood boil to even think of it. I almost didn't even want to write it down because I didn't want to bring the negativity in the cocoon, but I feel it's worthy of being talked about.
Well, I can't wait.
Don't give me that face. Okay, all right, here it is. Okay, so if you're dating someone, right? Okay. And you haven't talked to them in a while, and you're expecting a phone call or something just to stay in contact with them, and you know they're not doing anything, and you call them, and they send you to voicemail and they respond with a question mark, a text question mark.
Like, what the fuck?
That drives me so crazy.
Like, crazy enough, like you want to go eat chocolate, right?
Almost. Almost. My ex-boyfriend used to do that to me all the time. And it would just...
So he wouldn't pick up the phone on purpose and you know he's not doing anything?
Yeah.
Or he just don't want to hear from you.
What?
I mean, at that point, I mean, if he's pretty much just saying like, I don't want to talk to you, question mark. Maybe he's telling you like, what the fuck?
Well, but see, here's the thing. Because now it's like, he cheated on me a ton. And so now I kind of associate that with you're doing something that you can't.
Yeah, I got you. You think he's preoccupied or he's... doing someone else or doing something else. That's, I don't know. I think when you like someone, I think you find a way to make time for them. Like, I agree with you as far as that goes.
I don't even respond when people do that.
When they what?
If they send my call straight to voicemail and then just respond with a text question mark. Not even like, I'm busy. Not even like, I'll call you back. Not even just nothing. So you think they're doing something so important. No, it's just, the text question mark.
Isn't that weird when like you feel like you're a burden when you probably aren't?
Yeah.
I mean, at that point, it's like, hey, I just want to see how your day's going. Like, I miss you. I'm thinking about you.
Yeah. I love texts like that.
And then at that point, it's like, you feel stupid for doing it.
And then it's like, now you're wasting everybody's time calling and you have to text them back. Never mind. I hate you.
That sucks.
I hate that.
Actually, I think for me, a pet peeve would probably be physical. It's probably like fucked up teeth. I can't deal with a girl that has fucked up teeth. I don't know why.
Does it have to be completely perfect across the board?
Well, no, I mean like bearable. I think one of the things is like, they could be like totally like nice and beautiful or whatever the case is. And you go up and they start talking, you see that. Like the teeth are fighting for the front, like they're taking a picture, you know what I mean? At that point, it's like, oh man, really?
Is that why you're not in love with me? Because I have that one bottom tooth.
You know what? I haven't even paid attention to your bottom tooth. I always see the top and not the bottom.
Yeah, there's a reason for that. I got to keep that shit covered up.
Yeah, I never know. But I don't know, like stuff like that. You know what? I think the biggest turnoff for me is like when a girl's not confident, when she constantly needs that ego stroke.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, hey, do I look okay or blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm attracted to a woman that's confident.
Yeah, but do you give it to her enough so that she doesn't have to ask?
Always.
Yeah, so if you're already calling her beautiful, you know, telling her she looks good, then there's no reason to go fishing for it.
Well, I agree. I think that's, I don't know, maybe just like a low self-esteem thing or like an image thing. I think, you know, we all kind of go through that. We all have our issues, but... at a point where it's like constantly going out of that way, I think it's terrible. You know, they're constantly fishing for it.
Yeah. Well, even worse than fishing for it with someone you're in a relationship with is fishing for it like on Facebook.
Dude, what's the world coming to? You have to fish through Facebook.
I saw a text earlier today. This girl had tagged herself, you know, highlighted herself, changed it to her profile picture, put it all over, and she's like, I look so ugly. What?
But did she look ugly?
Yeah, because she has a bad personality.
Well, personality, definitely. But based on that, you could, you know her personality based on what she put?
No, I mean, I know her personality otherwise, but if you're going to be that obnoxious.
Well, I mean, like you said, she's fishing on Facebook. That's, yeah. I don't know.
And it's like, yeah, you do look ugly. Ha ha.
Five friends.
Yeah. What do you think about, I mean, Facebook, texting, emails, getting in the way on a date, even phone calls sometimes? What if you're out there with people who just cannot put the phone down?
You know what? I think that happens probably more often than most. It's one of those things where, you know, you could go out to lunch and you're amongst like coworkers or friends, and it's like you become antisocial because you're more focused on your phone or getting caught up on Facebook or statuses or Twitter or whatever the case may be. You know what I mean? At that point, it's terrible. It's tough.
Yeah. Speaking of the phone, we have a caller here. So, hi, caller. What's your name?
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
Good, good.
What's your name?
My first time catching you guys live and calling in, so
got
cool. A new fan.
Thank you. What's your name?
My name is Donald.
Hey, Donald. Thank you so much for calling in. Are you enjoying the show so far?
I'm sorry?
Are you enjoying the show so far?
Very much. Very much.
Yeah?
Always interesting topics. especially the pet peeves.
We all
have them.
What's yours?
I have a big thing about lateness.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of see it as, it's a respect thing. Like, you don't value my time that I'm willing to give, so... That's a big turn off.
That's a good one. How long do you wait before you leave?
I will, you know, when I was younger, I would wait, but now I'm just like, you know what? I got things to do. So I give them maybe 10 minutes and
10 minutes?
I'm moving on.
Wow.
Unless I get a phone call or something to at least, you know, give me a reason, then I'm like, all right, cool. Then at least somebody was thoughtful. But, you know, when you don't hear anything and then they just show up out of the blue, I'm like, nah.
Do you wait for them to show up so that you can leave? Slam the door on
them.
You
know what? Sometimes, because I'm like, hey, you know, if this is the way you want to play, I can play the game too.
Yeah. No, I totally agree with you. Lateness is extremely obnoxious. I dated a guy before who was late to everything all the time. And I was late one time and he lost it. Oh, what is this? Is this supposed to be some kind of lesson? Are you?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. You know, it's those people that aren't very self-aware.
Yeah.
That it's like, okay, we're going to have a problem here.
Definitely. I totally agree. Thank you so much for calling in, Donald. We appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. I look forward to listening to more of your shows.
Thank you. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, then.
Bye-bye. Yeah, lateness is huge.
But what if, I was going to ask him, what if it was like she was like worth the wait? Like it was a girl that you were like really into and you know you're going to fuck her.
Yeah, but it's like, could you be into somebody who's that disrespectful?
I mean, you know what? It's weird when you really like someone, you don't care. I mean, I agree with you, both of you guys, like, as far as that goes, like, I'm big on, like, respect, as far as that goes, respect and loyalty, and if someone kind of disrespects you like that, without, like, no phone call, no nothing, I mean, I know things happen, like, you know, accidents, like, people have kids, I mean, I've probably heard every excuse, or I've probably used every excuse in the book, I mean, I'm guilty of that.
Your kids?
Yeah, well, not my own, but, you know what I mean, at that point, I think I'm guilty of using all those, but, I mean, at some point, I mean, I agree. If the, you know, you could have the common courtesy just to make a phone call or a text.
Or a text with a question mark. Whatever. I was actually in the situation where I was the obnoxious phone person. I felt bad. I was. It was early one morning. Me and this guy that I was seeing, we woke up together. And my phone was just blowing up nonstop. It was texts. It was emails. It was Facebook. And he turns his phone off. I don't know how he can do that, but... He turned his phone off and he goes, hey, can you just turn that off for a while? I was like, yeah, of course. You know, I wanted to be respectful. So I turned my phone off, we hooked up, obviously, because there was nothing else to do. Didn't have my phone. It was good, too. It was really good. Like, I didn't even care about the phone at that point. But then when I went back to my phone, like, 45 minutes later, I had all these frantic missed calls from my sister because she needed some information from me. She was waiting for me to pick something up.
And you had no clue or no idea?
No, I didn't know because my phone was on silent.
But prior to that, I mean, you had no clue.
Well, I had told her to go to the place, but I didn't know that she was going to go, like, immediately.
That sucks.
And so she ended up missing the thing, and then we had to get it later. But, I mean, it's things like that that make me so OCD about it.
It's rough. I mean, I'm pretty respectful. Like, if I was on a date or if I'm out with certain friends, I mean, I'll try my best not to, you know, like, to Facebook or to check stuff out or to check a text or a phone call. But you're right, there are emergencies that do come through and stuff like that. That does happen.
I usually stay off Facebook unless you're boring.
Well, it's weird because, like, some people don't really like to check in. I'm guilty of checking in.
I don't check in anywhere. You're never going to find me. I'm like Waldo. I'm like Carmen San Diego.
I know where you are on Wednesday nights. From 9 to 10.
Yeah, that's true.
Why? Why are you so, like, hiding?
Because I don't want people to chase me down.
Chase you down?
I don't like to be questioned. Why were you here? Why didn't you call me while you were here?
Oh, I don't know. That's like, sounds like reporting to like a PO or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Facebook
not cool.
PO.
I guess some of us have nothing to hide.
Listen, the only time I would check in is if I was at the grilled cheese truck somewhere in LA. Then I'll check in.
Just for that reason.
Oh, God, that stuff's so good. You know how good it is. You know, and everyone who's listening to us on Extreme XM 165 in collaboration with SkidRowStudios.com, they also know.
They know about the cheese truck.
They know now.
When was the last time you had the cheese truck?
I've only had it once.
And why is that? You have no desire to...
Actually, no. The guy I'm seeing, mm-hmm. We were driving down the street in Burbank and we saw it and he pulled over. He almost got in an accident pulling over to stop for me.
Oh, the things you'll do for love.
Right? But then I couldn't even eat it. I was like, no, it's too late.
So he goes out of your way. He almost like gets an accident, goes out of his way and you don't even eat it?
Yeah.
You were probably nervous, huh?
I was. I don't want to eat that much cheese in front of someone. That I think is cute.
You don't want to like poop or like have like a tummy ache or anything.
Really?
Well, I mean, why wouldn't you eat it? It's something that you crave more than probably chocolate.
Because I didn't want to poop.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it gives you like gas or something.
I'm not going to talk about that.
Well, all of a sudden you didn't. You talk about this grilled cheese truck like it's the best thing in the whole wide world. Probably third best thing next to sex for you. And then you have an opportunity to have it. And you pass it up. That's terrible.
Because maybe I'm a little bit lactose intolerant.
Okay. See, I wanted you to hear you say.
You got it out of me. Are you happy?
I'm extremely happy. Like, gay happy.
Well, that's a little awkward. Okay. So we're going to change the subject here. We're going to go in a completely different direction. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do to this guy when he gets back in town.
You're going to let him give you anal?
No.
No?
I don't even think he would want to. We haven't talked about that.
Oh.
Maybe that's a conversation for Skype in the next couple weeks.
Skype?
Weeks, Alex. It's going to be weeks till I get it again.
I'm sure. I mean, you could find a way to pleasure yourself between now and then.
It's not the same.
Without the chocolate.
It's not the same.
Well, you could work yourself up to it.
Oh, it's going to make me cry. All right. There's this technique called... Neuromassage. Neuro.
Okay.
N-U-R-U. That's a Japanese word that means smooth or slippery. And basically the concept behind this is that it's a full body, full oil massage.
Don't I'm talking like that. Naked without clothes on, right?
Yes. Yeah. Both people are naked.
Both? The men and the women?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I wanted to get more information on it because I saw a video, but I wanted to really get the techniques down. And I ended up coming across a website for this place in Bangkok. which is just...
How do you go from like Japan to Bangkok?
I'm telling
you. Is it like an Asian thing? You need your Asian boys, I swear.
I'm telling you, these things find me, okay? It's not my fault.
Yeah, Asian guys just see you and they're just like...
This website's hilarious though, because the place is basically like a cat house. You know, you go in, you pick your girls, they take you back to a room, they do the massage. But there's no filter when it comes to talking about the girls that they have on staff. The page is hilarious. They'll show one girl, they'll say, she's not that pretty, but she's really got good technique.
Okay.
They'll say about the next girl, she's not much to look at, and she's not really that good at her technique.
But when they say technique, what are they describing? The way she massages you?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, so they're both naked. Are we going like body to body? Are we using hands?
Everything. The whole point is to get as much skin to skin contact as possible.
And is there like a happy ending? Or is there any sort of climax or
in my version, there will be.
How about in this version? There's no...
I'm not sure. I think there probably is. Yeah, I'm sure there probably is. Because it's all private rooms and you can pick two girls and the whole thing.
Two girls? Mm-hmm. Like double trouble?
Three girls, whatever you want.
Okay. I want to hear more about it. So you're going to do this to this guy when he comes back?
Yes, I am. So I'm really super excited. You start out, right? You're both naked. You have to set the scene. It's got to be candlelight, soft music. I'm thinking Trey songs.
Like scented candles or just...
Yeah.
Like what kind of scent? Like vanilla scent?
What kind of scents do you guys like?
Sex.
Sex scented candles?
Yeah.
You're going to give those out for
I'm
Christmas?
More of like a peach guy. I like peach.
Okay.
Maybe a little apple, country apple.
Peach.
Yeah.
I don't like peach.
Is that too fruity? Why don't you say like vanilla or something? I don't know. I couldn't do like a flower scent.
I heard guys like cinnamon and pumpkin.
Yeah, I'd probably be sneezing. Okay. You mean like an allergy attack?
Okay, well, I'll find the right kind of candles.
Okay.
Okay, so once we've moved on past that, out of the wicks and sticks. Is that store still around?
I don't know.
I'm going to find out. Okay, anyway, so you start out. This is going to be like a whole night thing. Start out with the guy on his stomach. Okay. Scratching gently up and down his back.
Okay.
You're totally on your phone. This is like a bad first date.
No, I'm listening. I'm on my back. I mean, I'm on my belly. You're scratching away on my back.
Right. So you start up at the shoulders, go down the back, down the arms, over the hips, down the legs, work your way down to his feet.
Okay. So there's oil on the body at this point.
Yes.
And you're slowly massaging all around.
Yeah.
Like no pressure points. Is it more kind of like a fondling, like a petting?
Petting.
I don't know. You know, it's like kind of like a gentle
like
stroke.
Like a good massage.
Well, good. That's what I'm saying. Like a good massage could be like a deep tissue. You could be like working out a knot. Well, no, I'm trying to role play here.
This isn't a sports massage.
Okay.
Okay. It's just a good, hey, let's be naked together. Massage.
Okay.
All right.
So it's kind of like fluffing.
Yeah, it's like fluffing. Work your way down to his feet. Do really, really good in between the toes. Have you ever got that in between your toes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's good stuff, huh?
It's good stuff.
Once you work over the whole back.
Okay.
Flip him over. You have to have a lot of towels for this.
Okay.
Trust me, I'm getting to the good stuff, I promise.
Okay.
Okay. So
how much like oil would you use at this point?
Well, actually, in the new room massage, there's a special kind of oil. It's like a gel made of seaweed extract, and it's completely colorless, odorless. So it's not going to make your sheets icky.
Okay.
And you're not going to walk out smelling like a dirty sex massage. No, you might anyway.
It'd be cool if it was like a flavored oil or something like that, because I'm sure like at that point. Like your mouth's going to touch something or kiss something, right?
You know those flavored lubes?
Yeah, I mean, could that work?
No, they never taste right.
They even have actually flavored ass wipes.
Do you believe that? Do you lick the ass or the wipe?
Well, I don't know. One of my gay friends, he told me that's what he wants for Christmas.
From you?
No, not well. He said if you were to get him something, he wanted flavor ass wipes.
You've got the most interesting friends.
Yeah, I got a whole eclectic. But anyways, I want to hear more about the massage, not about my friends right now. Okay.
Okay, so the
so guy's, you flip him over.
Right, the guy's on his back. You start at the shoulders again. Work your way down over all the muscles. You do everything but the cock. You have to avoid it. You have to avoid it till the very, very end. Make sure you're getting the guy hard.
Well, what if he's already hard? He flips over and he's already like, you know, like, hello.
This is kind of an exercise in torture too.
Okay, so you're teasing him.
Yeah, definitely. So you make your way down the body, do the toes again, work your way back up the legs.
And then?
Finally, you get to the cock, right? And there's all these cool techniques that you can use. I'm going to try all of them.
Okay. What's the first one? There's all of them.
Yeah. Okay, first of all, you have to make sure there's a lot of oil because you don't want to stop. That's when it gets awkward. But you twist your hands. Okay, you can start by... I wish I had your cock over here so I could do this.
Yeah, use a pen or a banana or something, please.
Well, it's not...
Okay. I'll practice on my cock. You practice on that.
So you start, you go back and forth with your hands like this.
Okay, that looks like Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah, okay. So
like the Karate Kid going back and forth.
Sure, so you're starting a fire.
Okay.
Right? You're warming things up, okay? Then what you do, you want to squeeze the bottom.
Okay.
Like hard.
Yeah, it's good.
And then you keep rubbing
mm-hmm.
like this. Can you describe this for me? What is this?
Yeah, you're stroking the top of a penis.
Yeah.
Towards the tip.
Yeah, you can run your thumb over it.
Okay.
All right. So you're squeezing, you're doing this. Then you go into the doorknob maneuver, which is where you twist your hand upside down.
Okay.
And then you kind of describe it. I don't know.
It's like a reverse rodeo grip. That's the best way to describe it.
You've got technical terms.
You sound so experienced.
Oh, yeah.
In the rodeo.
Oh, yeah. It's not my first rodeo, Mindy. Okay, so you do reverse rodeo grip.
Okay, so you're still squeezing, right? Okay. But you have to pay attention.
So one hand's grabbing the base tight.
Uh-huh.
And the other hand is kind of like doing, you call it like a doorknob, like you're twisting a doorknob.
Yeah, the doorknob. Then from there, you can go into all these different techniques. You can either do the continuously downstroke.
Okay.
Where it's one hand over the next, right? And you have to make sure the guy's not going to come at this point, so.
Yeah, well, I think by you like squeezing the base of his penis, that'll help prevent him from coming.
Yeah.
That's a good technique. Just, I mean, for you to know.
Does that actually work?
Yeah, it does.
It totally does. Hurts?
No, it doesn't hurt. I think it stops it and it'll keep the blood going so he'll maintain being hard. Kind of like a cock ring type, you know.
That's what I was going to say.
Right?
Yeah. Cock ring style.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like a man-made, literally like a handmade cock ring as opposed to actually having a cock ring on.
That's true. Ooh, I want to get back to that.
We can practice later. Okay, keep going.
All right, okay, so you do the continuously down, right? Then you can also change it up into continuously up. So, and I've had a guy tell me this feels like an endless vagina.
That's actually pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm. So I think that would be good. Then you can do, okay. So I had a guy tell me about this once. There's, you know how there's like the part of your cock that's obviously above the skin?
The part of cock above the skin?
Yeah, right? There's more down below.
Okay.
So if you go in under a guy's balls and you kind of get your fingers up in there,
uh-huh.
There's like this whole new part that guys don't even know about. It drives them crazy.
Okay. I don't know the technical term for it.
That's what I'm saying. You've never had that, right?
Well, I'm trying to picture. Wait, what part is it again?
Like, oh, this is so hard to describe. Okay. So here's
are the balls.
Here's your cock. Here's your balls. Here-ish, right?
Okay.
So you slide your fingers up underneath. So you're getting to the part of the cock that's below the skin.
Okay, I got you. Like towards the bottom.
Yeah.
Like base.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you can squeeze that before a guy comes and you can hold it, then you can release it. And it's like this whole new crazy orgasm for a guy.
So at that point, is it like, it sounds like a total like jet stream of cum that's about to come out.
Yeah, so basically just get your face out of the way. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. And then?
Mindy just pulled up a picture of a chastity device. We can talk about those later.
Okay, so the guy used to get your face out of the way. Yeah. Would you give your face as a target, or would you open your mouth?
No, not for that. Not if it's coming out that fast. No way.
You don't want to get stuck in the back of your throat?
Oh.
Not at all?
No, of course not. But yeah, so you do all these different techniques, one after the other, change it up, and everything's oily and slippery. And then my favorite one that this guy that I've been with, he really likes. This is crazy to me because I've never been with a guy who likes this. But you hold the bass and then you go as fast as you can with your top hand.
A little Fast and Furious turbo motion?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's so big, I can use two hands and there's still more.
Like a pepper cracker?
What?
You know, like the pepper cracker.
Yeah, like a pepper cracker.
Right? Is that what they're called?
Yeah, but on a pepper cracker, you can only do like the knob at the top.
But you twist.
Yeah. Yes. The pepper cracker technique. Ooh, that's a good one too.
Yeah, don't ask me how I know all these things.
How do you know all these things?
I've had plenty of experience.
Recently?
Not recently. Oh, yeah.
That's how you learn.
No, I've been to a lot of massage places.
That's what they do?
Oh, yeah.
Give happy endings?
Oh, yeah.
Pepper cracker style?
Oh, yeah.
See, I'm always worried to get a massage because I really, really need one, but I don't want them to like make a mistake and try to give me a happy ending.
I've never known a girl to go to a place and get one, so.
They accidentally slip and give you a happy ending.
You should find out, Mindy.
Well, once I went to one, I was trying it, and they're like, do you want a girl or a guy? I was like, a girl? And they're like, okay, you'll get a guy. I'm like, no, I want a girl. And then they gave me a guy, and then I just felt awkward the whole time.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, you better not be trying no happy endings.
I wouldn't want a happy ending from a strange massage guy, for sure.
No.
But when he like touched you, I mean, was there any kind of like sensual or sexual kind of like approach to it at all?
Well, it's a massage, but I don't know. I was trying to like just like be like my back. Just I need super
I got a
work.
Knot that I need worked out.
Just do the back.
Like, this is serious stuff. All right. So anyway, yes, that's how the massage is going to go. You know what? I think I'll be able to describe it better after I do it.
Have you already ordered the oil that you need? Or yes. The massage oil or
yes,
whatever it's called?
Yes, I've ordered the supplies. They're on their way.
What else would you need actually besides the oil?
Just towels and oil.
And then so does that turn into like, let me bathe you after shower?
Of course, yeah. Because you have to get all that oil off so you can bang.
And then now that you're all clean, would you get filthy again?
Of course.
So you go from like a pre-party to a party to an after-party?
It's going to be good. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to turn this room into a party, and I'm going to report back to you in a couple of weeks, actually.
That's what I call a party.
Yeah, make sure you follow up with us at facebook.com/oralstimulationradio, oralstim@gmail.com, or Twitter @oralstim. You're listening to Oral Stimulation.
Oh, yeah.
On Extreme XM 165 in collaboration with SkidRowStudios.com. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Peace.
Straight up now, tell me, do you really want to love me forever? Oh, oh, oh. Or is it just a hit and run? Hey, we got a good.